Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Match Ball.
The Match Ball 30 is sponsored by Calidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecalidus.com for more information. I'm Dan Moylan, with me Michael Normanson.
Hello.
Moscow White's here as well, Daniel Chapman.
Hello.
Did you enjoy the international break there? After that resounding win against Man City and the Batty goal, were we still celebrating a week later?
Bit of a letdown, but you know, German, isn't it? Can't beat him.
Would have been nice to see Batty score for England, but I'm sure we'll get around to that eventually.
Yeah, friendly at Wembley. Tony DiRigo was there as well. Always nice to see Tony ousting Stuart Pearce from the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to not be a permanent solution there. I think Pearce is going to probably get his place back. He was suspended, wasn't he? He seems to be suspended domestically, but then not picked for England. I don't know if is that a moralistic thing from Graham Taylor?
The FA back then, though, was still suit jackets in the hallway, wasn't it? They were maybe leaning on him and saying you can't pick a thug like that when he's been suspended.
But they're more than happy to have a criminal like Tony DiRigo playing left back. He's Australian, you see. That's the joke.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that for us. But the write-up for it, saying that he was solid at left back, but required a truly world-class performance to permanently dislodge Stuart Pearce. I mean, Tony DiRigo, world-class? Yes. Yes, he is, because he's the best left back in the goddamn world. This one, by the way, was this Graham Taylor's first defeat as England manager, this one?
It was. I can't see him having many more. He's a very good manager, and I'm sure he's more than up to it at this level. But tough game against Germany. It was a bit of a piece together side as well. It was not. We weren't at full strength, were we?
Quite a bit of emotion in the air as well, though, because this was the first time we'd played against them since what, World Cup 1919, Italian 90. The tears, Gazza crying on the pitch. It was all happening. Love international breaks, me. They're great, aren't they? Gary Speed played for Wales, among others, and what a result for them.
I mean, I'm not saying it was all down to Gary Speed, but they did beat Brazil, who are still probably the best team in the world, just because that's the rules of football. Mm. So yeah, that makes Gary Speed the best footballer in the world, more or less. But yeah, good win for them, 1-0 at Cardiff Arms Park.
Strack was captain in Scotland as well. They drew with Switzerland. Two behind. What are Scotland playing at?
Yeah, they're not quite as good as Brazil, but still a decent result. McAllister came on in that one as well. And Howard Wilkinson enjoying that his players are away on international duty, but quoting Bob Paisley saying that the mark of a good player is how he performs in the first league game after returning from an international. So it's not about what they've been doing over the last week, but what they're going to do at the weekend from Howard Wilkinson's point of view.
Well, as they all journeyed back from the international training camps, listening to their Walkmans, you know what they're probably listening to? Still, if it's number one tomorrow, by the way, that'll be 10 weeks at number one, Bryan Adams.
I'm getting a bit bored of it now.
Would you prefer to see Right Said Fred at the top of the charts? Because they're being held off in the number two position. Is it the lesser of two evils where that's concerned?
They'll go far, those guys, I think. we've not heard the last of them, I'm sure of that.
Well, they're returning to Fullerton Park.
And which song is it?
Which one? The Right Said Fred?
Yeah.
Don't you know him? You bought it.
Is it I'm Too Sexy?
It is.
Excellent. It's a good one, is that? You're My Mate. Is that out yet? Or is that on? It might be an album track. I've got that too. It's a real romp along classic. I have it on in the car sometimes.
They're returning to Fullerton Park, though, which is beset by injuries at the minute. What's the latest on it?
Wallace's groin is the latest thing. An operation yesterday.
They're taking it out, I heard.
His whole groin?
Yep.
Groin replacement?
Groin removal surgery he's having.
What? Are they not doing the transplant from Ray?
It's a good point, actually. Yeah, it's, won't reject, will it, the groin then? Does he have no groin, or do they put the dodgy groin back into Ray?
Yeah, we want to put the best bits into Rod, and we'll just rebuild Ray with the with worn out parts.
Well, he was a waste of money, wasn't he? Absolutely knackered.
So I've just got visions of him taking to Ray's legs, like with a circular saw, like, we'll have that, I'll have that, just go off.
Rob Price, the mere boy at this stage as well, you would imagine.
Dearie me. So Fairclough is back in training. Fingers crossed they'll be back. They're looking at Coventry, aren't they, for this one, but he might not quite make it today as we go to Chelsea.
Yes, we've got Carl Short played half a reserve game in the Central League against Blackburn after 7 weeks out for following his mysterious wedding incident. And
you would love to know, or have been an eyewitness to that. Like, I don't know, has he made a pass at one of the bridesmaids, or
he was set upon by strangers but after a wedding? Is it the way it was told? Who knows? Who knows? These things can get out of hand.
But he's better now. He's better now, and he'd like to play a game from the start. Although there was some doubt as to whether it would be him replacing Wallace in this game, taking back the number 8 shirt from last season, or Gary Speed might be playing up front. Now we've got Steve Hodge, but it is a shorty, as Howard Wilkinson would call him.
Well, we saw against Manchester City that the extra body in midfield and pushing forward from midfield led to Batty's goal, so maybe Wilco's got a taste for that.
But... Well, no, we've got to put a stop to that. We can't have Batty score and get two up front and keep him well back.
So Shutty is in the side then, like-for-like replacement in the number 8 shirt rather than the extra midfielder. And it's Lukic, Sterling, Dorigo, Batty, McClellan still at centre-back, as we said, with Chris White, Gordon Strachan, Carl Schutt, Chapman, McAllister and Speed completing the 11, with Hodge and Weatherall retaining their places on the bench. Now, a name that we were linked with, if you were following the Match Ball 30 last season, Tommy Boyd, the guy from, is it Art Attack? Did we decide, or did we get the name completely wrong there? Was that Neil Buchanan? Either way, he is playing for Chelsea. That's where he ended up.
Because we got the better player.
Well, we got Tony Dorigo, didn't we? So they had to backfill down there at Stamford Bridge. Hitchcock in goal. Paul Elliott, who's recently signed for them from Celtic. Ken Moncow, Graham Lasso, Steve Clark, Vinnie Jones, ex-Leeds man, Dennis Wise, poisonous little, Andy Townsend, Kevin Wilson and Kerry Dixon, with Alan Dickens and Joe Allen on the bench. I always remember Joe Allen having his sticker, I think I can't remember exactly when it was. It might have been one of the tournaments, and him not being a handsome chap.
Anyway. I must admit, it's not a name I've heard, other than the Allen version rather than the Alon version.
I'll have to Google him and check when Google is invented. But Ian Porterfield is their manager. But yeah, so Vinny and Dorigo swapped teams via, well, Sheffield for one of them. But big transfer fee for Vinny. He's retained a lot of value. So clubs obviously, you know, valued him very highly. £575,000 from the Blades.
It takes a lot to release him from Dave Bassett's clutches. So that will have been a big bid to get him away from his second dad.
And a warm welcome for Tony Dorigo back at the Bridge when they were doing the warm-up exercises beforehand. They're all tippy-tapping the ball to each other in a little circle, playing keep ball, and every time Dorigo got the ball, boo, boo.
Tony doesn't deserve that, does he?
No, stitched up by Bates, wasn't he? Probably.
Vinny's an interesting one, because clearly their midfield was just too likable with Dennis Wise in there, so they've had to get someone to really upset the opposition.
What did you make of this game, though? It felt like it was a little bit more of a cagey affair. Not the sort of barnstorming action that we saw against Manchester City. Lots of passes going backwards.
It's a win though, isn't it? Who cares?
It's just a rubbish venue for football. It's like playing it in a cross between an athletic stadium and a used car yard. You're never going to get a good game at Stamford Bridge.
I mean, there is a lot of space behind those goals, which we will come on to in due course. But, you know, it's two sets of advertising hoardings. One which is set in a different borough of London. I'm fairly sure they're that far away. And obviously back in the olden days, you used to see all the little cars, didn't you, behind the goal, like a car park, because Ken Bates could probably monetize it.
Was it a promotional thing, the cars being there? Was it advertising anything, or is that genuinely just like where the players are leaving their cars?
I think it was a combination. There was some just parking space, but then sometimes the cars would be you've seen photos from the 1970s of like one particular model of car. I've got a memory of bubble cars.
Yeah
just all in a line to promote them, so they'd show up on the Match of the Day cameras when they were in town. And then, yeah, I think it started to just look a little bit, you know, if you're Ken Bates, who is their chairman at this time, and there's an opportunity to charge a little bit extra for car parking behind a goal, then quick, get away, right next to the stand.
The big money, though, is in probably putting a hotel in that space, because if you look at it, if you look at the aerial view, I've got a friend who went up in a plane and he's taken some pictures, and you can really see all the space.
What's his name?
Behind there. John Pilot.
Is that his surname or is that his occupation?
It's his surname. Oh,
that's really... It's
nominative determinism, yeah, and all that, yeah.
Excellent.
Wow. John T. Pilot.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a dump, isn't it, essentially? Yeah.
In what is a posh part of London, but you'd never know it from looking at this. Like, as Moscow was saying, it's just an absolute shithole, isn't it?
It's under the bridge open yet, the nightclub. I can't remember when...
I think it's a discotheque at this era,
it's
maybe.
Still a discotheque.
Yeah, yeah.
A wine bar, perhaps.
Yes, well, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we have a good chance. Gary Speed, long range shot, but it does go well wide in that first half. Would you have given Chelsea a penalty, by the way? They're asking for one, waving their arms around.
If it was like the one that was given for Niall Quinn against White in the City match, then no.
Chris White is an angel who never would put his hand nor his foot on anyone illegally. So, no.
And Kerry Dixon is a knobhead, so I'm not having any part of this.
And the ref wasn't having any of it. But what we did see is, well, not surprising in the slightest, Batty and Wise, should we say, getting into one another in this game.
That was Wise's fault. Batty should have leathered him.
To be honest, even if it was an unprovoked attack, you would probably justify it.
I mean, Dennis Wise is the sort of man I could imagine punching someone while they're laying in their bed.
Hmm.
So anything that occurs to him is well deserved.
It's fine. Absolutely.
It is a weird tactic of Chelsea's to reunite Dennis Wise and Vinnie Jones from the Wimbledon team. But it seems to be that's what they're going for, is late 80s Wimbledon. I suppose you can look at Andy Townsend as allegedly bringing some kind of passing ability to proceedings. But yeah, I wonder if they'll end up bringing Dave Bassett down to manage the whole thing.
Wow, that'd be entertaining. Would you put it past Ken Bates, though? If it was the right man at a cheap price, you'd probably expect it. And the game turned on the hour mark with some good work down the right. Sterling and Strachan linking up, as they do. We know how effective they are down that side. And a little bit of pinball around the box with this one.
It drops to McAllister, who then finally drops to a calm head, and he knocks it onto the left for Speed, who was just kind of inside the box, but too far wide to shoot, so he just chips it to the far post, and Shutty is there a few yards out, doing a bit of a Chapman job, it must be said. This is pretty much a Chapman goal.
Headed it down, which is what you're supposed to do.
He did indeed.
It's in the coaching manual, that, isn't it?
And Hitchcock did get near it, but not near enough. And then he runs off to celebrate some miles away with the Leeds fans, who can somehow see that it's gone in.
I mean, we say miles away, it really is. He clears the first set of advertising hoardings, then the camera cuts away, returns, he's still jogging. It's like the 400 metres around there, you're talking about like an athletics track. And then he has to clear the second set of boards, advertising boards. And then finally, yeah, sometime near nightfall, you arrive at the Leeds fans behind the goal.
Bates must be cursing his luck that he wasn't allowed that electric fence, because he could have given Shutty a few hundred volts to him as a punishment for scoring this one.
He was pleased, but the referee wasn't. That was the upshot of this.
Yeah, it's Roger Milford, who was quite luxuriant in this game. His grey mullet looking splendid. and ordering Carl Schutt to stop it. Schutt, he thought he was telling him that the goal was being disallowed, but it turned out he just wanted him back on the pitch, basically. And to be fair to Carl, says he told him he'd been out for 8 weeks and asked Roger what he would have done if he'd scored the goal after being out for so long. And then the referee said, all right, well, carry on then. Just fair enough. But don't he didn't
Hang on
get
a second.
To the point where he'd sent him running back towards the fans again, because there's only so long the game can go on during an afternoon while they wait for Carl Schutt to finish celebrating a goal. But
common sense was applied, Moscow. Is that what you're telling me?
It seems that way, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Schutt's not doing anybody any harm, so let him carry on.
Should have been two. How on earth didn't this one go in? I've absolutely no idea.
I mean, Chapman seems really upset, and he's appealing that it did go in when I think actually it was a. It didn't look to me like it did. But it was, yeah, Dorigo down the left, crosses to McAllister, who heads it down to Chapman, and you are just waiting for it to hit the net.
Yeah, 2 yards out, he puts it in.
Hitchcock somehow just, luckily, I would say.
Did you just bounced off his hands?
Just throws himself somewhere, and he gets a hand to it. But yeah, it's an amazing save.
There's a lot of suspense when you're trying to wait and see whether it's going to go in, but Hitchcock appears from the shadows and blocks it.
So the player we signed to play in our left-back position from these lot is instrumental in stopping them scoring, and Lasso expects a tap-in when this ball gets put across the face of our goal. Not happening though, is it? Because Tony Dorigo is £1.3 million worth of talent.
Faster than Tommy Boyd, faster than Graham Lasso, probably.
Mick Whitlow would have got there sooner though, wouldn't he?
You've got to be careful saying that name at Stamford Bridge after last season's affair, that shudders going down the spine of the Chelsea fans at this one. 23 and a bit thousand inside the bridge for this, by the way.
Pathetic.
Rubbish club, aren't they? Awful. Nothing will ever come of them. And amazingly, I mean, what a beautiful payoff this is. After we saw Schutte getting a little reprimand for going to celebrate, but I think the referee understood it's not his fault that the stadium's been built so far away from the pitch. We nearly saw a repeat performance, but it was denied by the referee when, of all people, that poisonous little twat, Dennis Wise, thinks he's scored, runs off towards the Chelsea fans, but it's so far away and he's running so far away from the pitch that he doesn't even hear the whistle denying it. He doesn't even see it because it's miles away in his rearview mirror.
He thinks it's a traffic policeman directing the cars behind the goal.
And Dennis Wise, being Dennis Wise, a good sporting man, he says, oh, do you know what, referee, that's probably the correct decision. Mm. I'm happy to take the linesman's view on this and I will return without complaint.
But it's a similar sort of thing, isn't it? Ball fizzed across the 6 yard box that he puts it in, but he's offside, and he's definitely offside in my opinion. And he's awful.
Yes, contrary to Michael's presentation of his Corinthian spirit, he's furious, and it's great. Angry little pillock.
David Batty, his nemesis in this game, ends up as man of the match in the Yorkshire Evening Post. Well earned, I think, because it does go to show where a lot of the game was won and lost there, particularly with Vinny in the middle. A scrap was always on the cards, wasn't it, if you are to believe the stereotype. And we are looking quite good. Look at where we are in the table, boys. Seen that?
Won't last.
The only downside to this is that the Scum have won again at Southampton, and they are now top, still unbeaten, 6 games out of 8-1. They've got 20 points. We're 5 behind, but we do have a game in hand.
And we're also unbeaten. Let's bear that in mind. And we've scored more goals in one fewer game. So I think we should be top.
On a moral basis. Liverpool on our coattails with 14 points. Coventry inexplicably hanging around in fourth position, just behind them with Sheffield Wednesday and Spurs. But again, let's not forget that the number of games played is kind of all over the place because of Crystal Bloody Palace and their stupid renovations in the summer. Rest of the results then for this one. Coventry beat Notts County. Crystal Palace 1, Arsenal 4. They're back on form a little bit. Liverpool drew with Villa 1-1. Luton 2, Oldham 1 in the glamour tie in the division. Man City 0, Sheffield Wednesday 1. Norwich 2, West Ham 1. Forest 4, Wimbledon 2. Sheffield United 2, Everton 1, and Southampton, yeah, losing to Man United, and Spurs beating QPR 2-0. QPR still haven't won. They're a right old mess. 8 games played, no wins, 4 draws and 4 defeats, propping up the division.
Bring back the plastic pitch.
And that's Sheffield United's first win there in the division this season. Bless them. Trying their best, aren't they? They came up with us, but they can't keep up anymore. Not with the might and the power of Leeds United. An exciting game against Liverpool on the horizon, back at Elland Road. In the not-too-distant future. First, we have to go to Highfield Road and Coventry City, which is where we will catch up with you on September the 18th.
The Match Ball.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.